Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 19, verses 36 to 39. As Jesus rode along, the crowds spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles that they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven. But some of the Pharisees among the crowds said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. Palm Sunday was a day full of surprises for many people. They'd hoped that Jesus might be the one who would kick the hated Romans out of the land. They wanted to see him come in power, taking on the occupying army and setting the people free at long last. It would have suited them well if he'd turned up on an impressive war horse and led a rebellion. But that wasn't Jesus' way. Instead, he turned up on a donkey of all creatures. Donkeys are undoubtedly attractive and lovable, but you'd never start an uprising with one. As so often, Jesus turned people's expectations upside down. And indeed, everything that would happen in the coming week was going to shock them to the core. People reacted very differently to Jesus on Palm Sunday. There were some who showed him the respect of laying their coats on the road and who shouted and sang their praises. They recognised that Jesus truly was the Messiah, sent by God to bring hope to the nation. But then there were the Pharisees, who were appalled by this outburst and who encouraged Jesus to rebuke his noisy supporters. But Jesus informs them that the praising couldn't be stopped, because if they ceased to praise him, the stones along the road would burst into applause. This Easter, there will be very different reactions to Jesus. Some will cheer, and others will be completely unmoved by it all. But be sure of this, the praises of Jesus will go on. They cannot be stopped. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that in your Son we learn what it really means to be a servant. Help us to be willing to be your servant today. Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.